Broadcasting live for Atlanta's best and brightest companies to work for. From the beautiful Atlanta Marriott Northwest Hotel at the Galleria in Atlanta, Georgia. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
I'm Michael Lauer here from the 101 Best and Brightest in the Marriott over north of Atlanta. And if you're following us on Twitter, the hashtag is 101BB. Shay, we've had some great guests so far.
Just incredible guests. A lot of these guys just make me wish that
we had a better HR department at Business Radio.
That I wish we could go on like Braves games and
do all this fun stuff. So Lee and Stone, if you're listening, step it up. Yeah. Next up here today at 101 Best and Brightest, we have from Baudville, a partner, it's Mr. David Pizzato.
Good morning.
Good morning. You doing all right today?
I'm doing fantastic. You?
Doing great. Well, no, we were talking earlier. It's just the heat is just killer.
I agree. I'm from Michigan, so this is very warm for me.
Yeah, I can imagine. So give me a little bit about mission and purpose for Baudville. Am I saying that correctly?
That is correct. So Baudville, I usually describe as the world's best employee recognition company. We do everything to promote and change your corporate culture in companies across the United States. We've been in business for about 30 years and really have a couple hundred thousand customers across the United States that we sell products, from a very simple certificate, award, trophies, plaques, all the way up to sales and incentive programs across the United States and the world.
So do companies kind of hire you out to kind of get these best practices, or do you just kind of, how does that work?
In most cases, we deliver a catalog first, so we'll mail about 20 million catalogs this year across the United States, and then usually they'll call or we'll follow up with people that are interested and figure out their needs based on a client. We have clients that are two people to clients that are the largest organizations in the world.
So you consult organizations on how to get better employees and keep them?
That is correct. All day long, we talk to them about the proper employee recognition practices and how to keep employees in this challenging environment.
Well, all they want is more money.
That's not true. Most people still to this day will leave their job. About 77% of the people leave their job because of their boss. And so we focus on that employee interaction, not the actual payroll piece.
Okay, so what are some other common misconceptions that you kind of have to eliminate as soon as you walk in the door?
Usually the first thing is recognition doesn't work. Usually most recognition is not usually done by gentlemen. It's usually handled by the women in either families or environments.
So explain what you mean by recognition.
Recognition would be just telling somebody they did a good job for something, whether it be showing up on time, having a good sales month. Lots of people will say, "I pay you every week to do a good job." What people always remember more is how you feel. And so when you get that big sale or when you make an unhappy customer very happy, to have somebody say, "Thanks for going out of your way to make that," write a personal note, those are the things that change the employee culture for people. And ultimately, whenever you write an employee a note, it goes to their family, their friends, it stays on their board, anything to make people feel that they did something out of the ordinary.
They appreciate it.
Exactly.
I mean, everyone wants to feel like they're contributing to something bigger.
That is correct. Most of the time in companies, the number one thing that you hear from employees about, they don't know what's going on with their company because they're not communicated with. So a lot of times what we try to focus on is one of the three things you want to accomplish in your company and reward and recognize for those three items.
You don't want to just shove someone in a cubicle and have five people tell them they should put a cover letter on their TPS report.
That is correct. Yes, we hear that all the time. Exactly.
So what are some other tricks of the trade here that you kind of help companies out?
Usually where it starts with is finding somebody in the organization that wants to do the training, whether that be an HR executive, a VP of sales. Somebody has to have the power to say, "I'm going to change the corporate culture some way," or "these are the things that we need to do." Getting that person to do it and then really coming in and exploring each company to figure out what are their problems. So if communication is one of them, if it's the onboarding practice, if it's people go through hundreds of hours to find an employee, but they don't make the first day special. And so we specialize in trying to say, how can we make that first day be unique and special where you think, "I picked the right company."
Right.
You want to stand out on day one, basically.
That is correct. Still to this day, about a third of the people that you hire leave within the first 6 months. And so much of that, and you lost all that time and money to make them start.
Let alone the interview process.
Right.
It's just dead time, and it's a money pit.
Right. So we specialize in just trying to figure out what are your weaknesses and try to help you improve those, and then try to implement the best practices. Because we talk to so many companies across the United States, we can take things from everybody and companies in your space and companies similar size to say, this is what these people do, and this is what works for them, and you can try and see if it works for your organization.
Well, I understand what you're saying. It sounds great. I mean, everyone looks like they're doing fine at my company. I don't want to spend the money on doing all this stuff.
If you don't spend the money on it, if you don't take the time to do it, they will leave. It is a proven fact. People leave because they're discouraged, they're not engaged, and they don't like where their career is heading. So having that issue come up for them is always the problem. If you don't acknowledge it, it will change your company.
And when they leave, it's going to cost you more. Than if
always.
You just, it's like instead of buying a gym membership and staying healthy, it's like paying the doctor bill later on, right?
Right. And so a lot of times, you want some turnover in a company, and you always have to pick that number. So if your number is 7% or 10% turnover, you want to try to control that. And certainly one of the ways to do that is to have employee interaction and to track why people leave. Like I stated earlier, people leave mostly because they do not like working for their boss. And so if you can change that interaction, you will find that people will stay more often.
And before we head over to talking more about Best and Brightest, I have one more question for you that you mentioned earlier. You said that women kind of do this maybe a little better than men. Maybe men are a little too transactional.
That is correct. Men tend to lean towards, you are here to do a job and that's it. And it's also because you have to write out your feelings or say your feelings. It's usually much harder for men than it is for women, especially when it's men to men type of transaction. And it's just a little bit uncommon. And so although obviously in the HR world, it's still dominated by women, that fits for us. But usually we have to, the supervisors and managers at most companies, unfortunately, are still men. So we have that sway of saying, you've got to get everybody on board to do it.
Well, this is not your first rodeo here with Best and Brightest.
It is not. No, we sponsor. We're the national sponsor for all the 101 Best and Brightest events across the nation. We do custom awards, custom trophies, custom items for them to do everything to try to really show the appreciation for people that want to be the best and the brightest in their cities. To say, hey, here's a nice emblem of making sure that you are rewarded correctly.
Well, it fits in perfectly with your mission and purpose.
That is correct. They were a customer of ours before we partnered together.
That's cool. That's really cool.
So that worked out very well. And we do a lot of stuff for them to try to make their events be spectacular across the board.
So it's like rewarding companies for rewarding people in a way.
That is correct. I mean, our mission is you want to promote what you do. A lot of times with culture, you have to self-promote yourself. So you want to announce to your employees you want it. You want to announce to your guests that you are 101 Best and Brightest in Atlanta to come work for. Because those things do matter when employees walk in the door to try to say, hey, do I want to stay here or do I want to come work here?
Now, are you guys based in Atlanta here? Or
we have an Atlanta office here. We have a few offices across the country. We're based in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Okay, so... Do you personally go to all these events, or do you kind of, whoever's kind of in the area goes, or how does that work?
I go to every single 101 Best and Brightest event across the nation.
You have the cool job.
I do. I am lucky to get to travel a lot, so I do all of their events, and it's some of my favorite days.
Well, it's got to be a huge like recharge, right?
It is. It's always good. It's always getting in front of people and doing a trade show and talking to people and you know, getting up in front and talking to, in this event, 300 or 400 people today. It will make my whole week.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is your field, and I would say from where I sit and getting people in pretty regularly to talk about business, HR is almost kind of the redheaded stepchild of the business world.
A lot of times, that's the way it's treated. It's treated as an expense, or it's treated as the legal part or the problem part. And there's a lot of legal stuff that comes with
it. I'm sure.
We try to do it that 2 or 3% of trying to be the people. You know, be in charge of people and say, I just want this to be a better place to work.
Now, what do you see in the next 1 to 2 years for Bonneville?
So Bonneville's a pretty big growing company across our board. We actually own 3 different companies today, one that specializes in employee recognition, one that does employee identification, and one that does sales and service award programs across the world. So the Bonneville side is really, it's trying to get everything from a date, trying from to onboard an employee, from day-to-day recognition all the way through their career to their retirement, and really trying to be a cohesive partner from a company from the very beginning to the very end life cycle of an employee.
Well, it's been great having you on here.
Thank you very much for having me.
Where can folks go to learn more about Bonneville?
You can go to www.bonneville.com, or you can always email me at david@bonneville.com, and I'll be glad to respond.
It's been a pleasure, David.
Thank you very much.
I'm Michael Lauer here with Shay Thomas. We'll be back in a few from 101 Best and Brightest.